becoming radical, even miracle, so biblical, almost hysterical. Hey friends, welcome to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO, live from the studio. Can you even believe it? Hi, I'm Jo Ellen, and I am now making a special guest appearance here on Andrew's show, which is cool. We're all trying to remember like how anything works, which is hilarious, right? Like we used to know this like back of our hands, but it's been literally a couple of years. So sorry. I just played for you some Jeff and Jane Hudson.
Where did the CD go?
Yes, here we go. Jeff and Jane Hudson, they released an album in 2016, I think, called The Middle. And we heard Make It So. I love Jeff and Jane Hudson. I really do. I was excited to review our library, our wonderful, amazing library, and find their CD. Yes, I know, CD. We've been playing MP3s for so long when we broadcast from home, and now it's like actually having to handle CDs again. It's kind of cool. Let me give you some very important information, though, right now on dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears. This is a long list. Imagine all of the fruits that could be dried. Are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. It's true. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, yay! We're all here. We have a live band for you. Did Phil mention this? We have a live band today in Studio D, Gretchen and the Middle Eight. I can't wait. They are awesome. I have seen them perform live. They're fabulous. So, stick around for that. Like soon, that'll be happening. And there'll be a concert report in a little while to help you plan your weekend. It's a holiday weekend! That'll be cool to hear as well. All right, next up. I can't figure out how to take a CD out, apparently. But hopefully I got a CD in, and I'll fight with that offline. Next treasure from the library will be Velvet Crush. They released an album in 1991. which was a while ago, 1991. And we're going to hear, what are we going to hear? What sounds good? What, like, think of a number, think of it really strongly, and maybe I'll be able to figure out how to track to that. Where is the little arrow guy? Oh, this is hilarious. All right, well, I guess we're going to play what is available here, because I can't figure out. Hey, Phil, how do you do the thing?
Hi.
Oh, this. Oh, there, never mind. It looked like it said volume. No, okay, never mind. Here we go. We're going to hear Drive Me Down off of, I don't know, what is this called? Maybe it's self-titled by the Velvet Crush.
We'll be right back.
kind of went in a very ambient direction. I didn't mean to, but it happens sometimes. I often say once I get into the studio and start picking music, like, other forces take over. I can't control it. It just happens. And we're going to just ride the wave we're given. We just heard from Caspian. Their Tertia album was released. When is it? 2020. Look at that. 2 years ago. We heard the song Epochs in D major. Very pretty. Before that was Undo. And we heard their song Celexa and Alexor. And the album says that it's an EP. It's their self-titled EP. And it was recorded between September of 99 and January of 2000. When it was released, I have no idea. But it's really cute to look at. I'm going to say old because, yeah, it's over 20 years old. So old EPs and CDs that have at Yahoo addresses. Like, email this band at theband@yahoo.com. Hilarious, because, you know, that doesn't work anymore. Or probably. So anyway, On the Town with Mikey D is celebrating its triumphant return into the studio and with a live band and everything, just like the before times. I'm Joellen, guest DJing for a little bit here, and it's kind of cool to be back behind the board, as they say. So next up, we're going to hear from Beat Circus, just to keep this crazy ambient vibe going. We're going to hear the track These Wicked Things, coming off of that's a self-titled track here. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Things come through. never seen the diabolical sins. You have my tornado and it funnels inside you and you're always in my dreams. When all these wicked things come true.
Start a song and you have no intention of playing that song, you know, you do something really kind of One, two, three, four, five. Like, I did that, right? Two. Here, we're gonna hit stop and try to figure out how to get you to the song I'm trying to play. Because, I mean, I do like Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. I do. And, Smitty, if you are out there, we are really looking forward to that new release. Just saying. But, okay, this is off of the first release that came out in, I think, 2018. We're going to try this again. Because we are professionals here. Professionals. Unreal. Unreal. You know what? I'm just going to move this. All right, so I'll just tell you what we have been listening to, since I'm sure you're dying to know. We just heard Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band. It's coming off of the Always On Insane release that came out in 2012. We heard the song I'm a Slut. Before that, we heard from Beat Circus with These Wicked Things, title track to their These Wicked Things release that came out in 2019. All right, let's see if my CD is ready to cooperate. Looking reasonable, I think. I mean, who knows? Maybe the maybe the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, I'm just going to, like, give it one. I'm going to try 6 because I would put it in the 5th track and it's playing the 4th track. So I'm going to try the 6th track and see if it's the 5th track. You know what I mean? You do. Because you often listen to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO and we all crazy up here.
Does man really hold our best interest? Are we the final custodians?
there we have it, everyone. Tony Severino. Oh, God. See, Phil even said, you know, it's going to repeat the minute it stops. And I'm like, yeah. But, you know, I don't listen. I don't. It's a problem. So we just heard Tony Severino with Rebels Don't Surf. Sure you recognize some songs in there. Before that, we heard Smitty and the Fez Tones off of their first release, Just a Modern Guy. We heard Beware the Beast Man and all kinds of other attempts at playing not even the song I wanted to play. But that's how we roll over here. I don't know, whatever. So it's 10:38, and we have a concert report for you. We do. Suze is awesome. She puts together the concert report. And let's check in and see what's going on around town.
Oh, hello from On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm Suze with your On the Town concert report. And be safe out there while the pandemic lingers on. By the way, you can kick off your weekend every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. with a special one-hour sampler of On the Town with Mikey D. It airs on Oh Hello Boston, an online radio station that I started in 2020. The station exclusively plays music by artists in Boston and around New England. An exuberant thanks to On the Town with Mikey D maestro Joel Simkes, who assembles the one-hour edition of OTT for Oh Hello Boston listeners. It's true, he rocks. So here's your concert report for tomorrow through the weekend, Thursday, June 30th. For some jazz, you can see Ezra Platt Trio tomorrow night at Aeronaut Somerville in Union Square, Somerville, 7 to 9 p.m. Toad in Cambridge reopened earlier this year, and tomorrow night you could see singer-songwriter Samantha Farrell with her sounds of alt R&B noir pop, and that's at 8 p.m. The Haymakers are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge tomorrow night. They're playing two sets, and it starts at 10 p.m. Friday, July 1st. Club D'Elf is celebrating the vinyl release of their new album, You Never Know. They've got two shows at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge on Friday night. You can see them earlier that night at 7:30, and then later on at 10:30. In pre-pandemic times, they played regularly at the Lizard Lounge for many, many years. And as much as I do miss the Lizard Lounge, who have yet to reopen, it's really great to see Club D'Elf landed at Atwood's. And if you'd like to hear soul, R&B, funk, rock, and Latin, on Friday you can see Jen Kearney and her band in Providence at Askew. That's a spot I still need to get to. They always seem to have great shows happening. Maddie McGill Band, a new band out of Providence, is also playing. Get there around 8 p.m. The Ken Clark Organ Trio gives you originals in funk, soul, rock, and jazz styles. Ken is a master on Hammond organ, and he's the lead vocalist. You can see the trio on Friday at Toad in Cambridge, 9 p.m. And then for some rock and roll in Cambridge, Low Sparks are at the Plow and Stars on Mass Ave between Harvard and Central Square. It's their first live show in quite some time based on what they shared on the Facebook event page. Low Sparks will be joined by special guest Trisha Adelman, and Megan Casey and the Latchkey Boys are also on the bill. And they describe their music as a sprinkle of bluegrass, dash of old school country, and a whole lot of dirty old rock and roll. It sounds like a fun night at the Plow and Stars on Friday night starting at 10 p.m. Saturday, July 2nd, Zoe Knight and Mythical Beast return to the Back Room at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville on Saturday, and they describe their music as groovy tunes to shake your booty to and never the same show twice, 7 p.m. Sunday, July 3rd, Longfellow Summer Festival is celebrating its 50th season this year. On Sunday afternoons, you can check out live music at Longfellow Summer Festival, Berkeley Summer in the City series. It's happening at 3 p.m. This annual festival brings music, poetry, and community to the East Lawn of the Longfellow House in Cambridge on Sunday afternoons in June, July, and August. And for another Sunday afternoon show, Sarah Levesque Band are at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, playing alt country, rock, and blues starting at 4 p.m. And later that night in Davis Square, Somerville, Amy Kucharik and the Tiger Moan Blues Band have their first Sunday's residency in the Back Room at the Burren. It starts at 7 p.m. with a blues dance lesson. All right, well, that was your On the Town with Mikey D concert report. I'll see you out there.
Thank you to Suze and the concert report. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford, taking you now live to Studio D, where we have Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight.
Hello, MFO. We are so excited to be here and so honored to be the first band back live in the studio. We heard our good friends, Modern Day Idols, were the last band in the studio. So shout out to them. And this next song you're about to hear is called Sleepwalking, something that I hope you do not do ever. But if you do, I hope you rock out when you're doing it.
Time to take some things and time to make you grow.
it up for the wonderful, amazing Ronan Fahey on guitar. And this next song is called Red Light, Green Light. You can hear it on all your streaming services.
It's so natural. You're a natural.
You're listening to WMFO, and we are Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight. And this next song is called Black Rose, featuring Killian on the bass.